in the studio from Carnival, Kenny and Drew. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. G'day.
How is the beautiful Coffs Coast, which is where you guys are tonight?
Beautiful. It's it's magic. Magic weather. We're staying in a place that's on Diggers Beach, and it's just, you know.
It's called Magic Hotel and just magic times.
Yeah. Magic times. You've managed to schedule some time off to enjoy it.
Kenny went home.
Oh.
I went to Melbourne and sat in the heat and watched the tennis.
Oh, in the actual, at the Australian Open, or did
No, just at home.
Oh, that's good. Well, because you're hearing that that tennis shoes are actually melting at Rod Laver.
Yeah, they were mentioning what tennis players' feet have to go through in a game like that. I think Hewitt and the other cat played 4 hours in that heat, and his feet were just in pieces by the end of it.
Full on. I think it's fair enough that at the end of that, you don't mind. I think I would lose just so I could just go inside.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that's what Leighton did, but
what he did. He phoned it in.
He phoned it in. That's what he does. Well, no, because it was like water bottles were melting as well, and obviously people passing out. Meanwhile, Drew is by the water, by the pool, and you're in the air conditioning, Kenny.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Sorry, yes.
No, good. It's fine.
No, nice. Well, I saw you guys. We were just talking about the asymmetry tour, which of course is before polymorphism tour.
That guy.
And at Melbourne Town Hall, we actually recorded it. Such an amazing place to see a band. You guys managed to not only play there, but your lighting guy took hold of the old school lights that were in that building.
Yeah, I don't know anything about how desks run, but he managed to patch them in somehow into the back of his desk and had control over, you know, like the old, you know, the chandelier in the middle of the room. And it was it was nice.
It's a ballsy move that it could have all sort of could have tested the wiring of the old girl and set the whole thing on fire.
Yeah.
You don't want the Melbourne Town Hall to go down courtesy of the first heavy rock band that's played there.
No, it's a beautiful room. That would be a damn shame.
Yes. But no chandeliers on Polymorphism tour?
No, not that decadent.
No, our Melbourne play was at the Palace, and it was awesome. We did 2 nights at the Palace, and they were just killer shows.
Yeah, and hopefully that venue remains. I don't know if it's if it's looking positive, but you got to try. So there's a Save the Palace thing going on.
There is. You had someone come up on stage and explain it to the people before you jumped up on stage.
Yeah, Zeke.
Yeah, we did.
Our mate Zeke Ox came up and said a few words. So
Zeke from last night. Zeke from Mammal.
Yes.
Yeah.
He loves a bit of a yarn in front of a bunch of people.
He would call it a song, but that's right. Oh wow, that's great. So he was up as well. Yeah, I do hope that that people see the value in a live music venue over fancy apartments. But you never know.
Yeah, over its monetary value.
Yeah,
it's but we don't. I don't know if it's a lost cause. I don't know. So you might as well.
I don't know. We spoke to the dude who created the campaign last year, and he said there were so many people signing it. There was like the protests and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it's the same thing has happened in Perth. We've lost a lot of great venues over there, but that's, you know, we've played that one a number of times. It would be a shame to see that one go.
It would, definitely.
Well, it's nice that you guys definitely play not one but two shows there on this tour. I'm talking to Drew and Kenny from Carnival, a bunch of shows playing at Coffs Harbour tonight at Sex, C-E-X, or...
It's pretty sexy.
Is it Coffs Entertainment Centre? What's the C-E-X stand for?
Well, I think it's sex. I mean, that became apparent when I was walking through the gaming room. You know, it's oh my god!
Let us know if you're heading along to sex tonight with Carnival. Oh dear, I that's the first time I'd read it out loud, obviously, and it's my fault. Here's Eidolon, easier to pronounce, by Carnival on Triple J. On Triple J, there's Carnival and Eidolon. This is what happens. You're playing a song by the band who are in the studio and you just start talking about other stuff. I think we were talking about pufferfish at the end of Eidolon there with Kenny and Drew from Carnival. But that's okay. Why are we talking about pufferfish?
I think Drew was just about to finish the sentence.
Yeah, and then the song finished.
And then what was the sentence?
Oh, I saw this article. I don't know how true it is, but I thought it was great. The dolphins like to get high off pufferfish. It's got some nerve toxin in it, so it's like passing a roach around underwater. They just, because they can't eat too much of it, it'll paralyze them, but they know just enough to give themselves a little kick, and then they just hang around the surface, just tripping out at their own reflection, apparently.
It's like their ayahuasca retreat.
Dolphins.
Every dolphin ayahuasca retreat. Ask the DLC guys, they would know.
I think one of the comments was, like, I wonder if they see their spirit human, you know.
It's like, do dogs lick cane toads? Or I know, and there's that whole koalas and eucalyptus trees thing.
Yes, wattle.
Shut
it down. Shut it down immediately.
What are we shutting down this conversation? Waddle. Oh, wattle.
No, get rid of the wattle.
Having too much fun. Way too much fun.
Oh, right. These guys are on tour with DLC. As we said, what a bunch of bands. Sleep Makes Waves, Dead Letter Circus and Carnival. Is it a competition to see who has the most gear?
You could call it that. Oh, we've scaled down on this one, mate. This is the... I usually have two pedal boards, but I've made it on one.
What about the other guitarist, Hoss? When I saw you guys play on Asymmetry, he had what looked like a high school teenager's PC setup his side of stage.
He's surrounded with the mothership at the moment.
He loves technology.
He's got so much going on.
Is it? And it's all sounding nice, working fine. Didn't he hurt his finger at some point?
Yeah, but then he installed a quantum computer in the bridge pickup, so it just sort of, calculated everything that needed to be done.
So he replaced his finger.
he screwed his finger. It was like when you're a guitarist, the one you really don't want to mess up is on your left hand, the index finger. So I think it was a second catch in with a football in Switzerland, and he just caught it badly, a bit of a butterfingers catch, and it ended up fracturing it, and he had to play a whole tour with three fingers and had to relearn the parts, and change the tunings occasionally so he could actually do the parts properly.
He's actually now got a pin or some sort of rod, some titanium gear in his finger now.
Is he secretly trying to become more computer than human to sort of blend in with his setup?
I wouldn't put it past him.
That's great. If you're heading to these shows, feel free to take a photo of the gear. I saw a screenshot from a guitar thing you guys had done with the list of tunings that you, Drew, and Hoss have, and that is ridiculous.
I know.
I feel sorry for your guitar techs.
Yeah, he's definitely got his work cut out for him. He's a lovely young fella. Likes a challenge.
Nice.
Don't you, Nick?
Is he right? He's nodding, all right.
No, he's not there.
Talking to Carnival. We're playing Koss tonight. That's why they're in the Koss studio. Will in Melbourne has said, just thought you might like to know that Carnival knocked the roof off the palace. There you go. Lovely text coming in. And, of course, the venue you're playing tonight is Coffs X Servicemen's Club, CEX.
Yes.
So my pronouncing it sex before was a little silly. And
thanks to the local for clarifying
thanks
that.
Thanks to all the locals. Liam's on his way. You're from Kempsey, dude. You're on your way. You're almost there?
No, we haven't left yet. We're going to leave in about an hour or so to get up there.
Oh, you don't want to miss the traffic.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be too bad. We're not too far away, so...
That sounds pretty casual.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
This is thongs on.
Hey, no thongs. That's the rule.
You can't get in thongs. It's not sexy enough.
You're going to put a pair of shoes on there, Liam?
Yeah, I've got my shoes lined up. It's all good.
Yeah, I had a swim in the river this morning up in Byron, and I just walked in with my pluggers and some boardies on and just hair everywhere and sand, absolutely covered in sand, and the look I got was just, so I'm like, sorry, I'll get changed, mate. This is a fine establishment.
It gets pretty casual up there, so that surprises me.
Ooh, it's casual Wednesdays tonight. It's casual Carnival tonight. Hey, thank you very much, Liam. Drive safely.
No worries, fellas. Yep, see you there.
See you,
cheers,
mate.
On Triple J, that is London Grammar and Shire, a band that'll probably do very well in the hottest 100. Sorry, Drew and Kenny from Carnival in the studio. We won't go into what we're talking about then. I tell you what, though, you guys, massive year last year. Not only the previous tour, the Asymmetry tour and the release of the album, but there was a bit of this.
And the aria goes to, let's check this out, Carnival Asymmetry.
Pretty rad bit of recognition.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
How did the recognition compare with the sore heads the next day?
I was in bed by like 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what happened. I milked the Sony teat so much and had drunk so much Moe that I was just I was gone by 10 p.m.
That's probably a good idea, really. Best way to deal with it.
Yeah, it was a really fun night though, and it's never been a bucket list thing for any of us to win an aria, but it was a good feeling and a bit of a wider recognition for heavy music. Yeah. And alternative music in this country is good, so...
Yeah. Well, there you go. This is, I guess, your first tour as number one debuting ARIA Award winners. So, that's pretty rare.
Yes, I guess you could call it.
Hey, Tame Impala were another big winner, were big winners of the ARIAs as well. And you would think, since you guys are both from Western Australia, you probably know each other quite well. But I read, I think it was in Tone Deaf or something, the actual story of you guys meeting was much weirder, and it was, like, by the side of a road in Germany.
Yeah, we were heading to the same... festival as was it Southside? I can't remember.
Yeah, so there was Southside and Hurricane were the two festivals. Yeah,
and we were on the highway flying down. Noticed our tour manager noticed a bus that had broken down on the side of the road. Kind of noticed one of the guys, which was their tour manager, standing out the front of the bus. Quickly got on the phone, called this guy, and was like, "Yep, we've busted a hose. Can you double back and pick us up?" So we did, and got him on the bus. And
yeah, half the blokes are still asleep, and I think it was me and Ben and a couple other guys were up, and so it was us and the Tame guys just sitting in the middle of this cornfield in Germany while they changed the trailers over, and we ended up chucking all those guys on the... Because they were playing that night. You were playing the next day, and Tame had already missed a show the day before, unfortunately. There was a mess up with the gear, so they almost missed two shows, and they really didn't want to do that. So they ended up getting there just in time, and Lukey, our sound guy, gave Gavin a hand, and they got up there and did the gig. So.
Yeah, I think I'd just gotten out of bed, and yeah. I was in the back lounge, and five or six of them came down the hallway, and I was like, oh, g'day.
But me and five of the other guys had to stay behind, and we sat in their bus just tuning their acoustics to stupid metalhead tunings. And but while they tried to fix the bus, and then we got about, I don't know, like 50K down the road, and it died again. So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got there eventually.
They got to the show, though, with, like, I think 45 minutes before their performance time.
And you guys probably got an important start on the next Carnival album on Tame Impala's guitars.
Yeah.
Check the iPhones.
Yeah, I don't know if we tuned them back before we left, so sorry about that, Bills.
Ah, that's all right. That'd be cool. All right, well, Tame Impala, big winners last year. The Hottest 100 is coming up this year. This week. There's like 5 days left. Monday at midday Australian Eastern Standard Time, the voting closes. Tom is on the line from Townsville. Who did you vote for?
Yeah, g'day, Doc. How you going?
Good.
Quiet String Tingle, Carnival.
You.
Amity Affliction. Who else was there?
No, that's enough. We got the Carnival bit out. That's the bit we wanted.
Say
g'day to Drew and Kenny.
G'day.
Hey, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Yourself? Thanks.
Yeah, good, good. Successful year for you fellas.
Sorry, say that again, bro.
Yeah, a very successful year this year.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that was unreal. I was pretty stoked with Andrew's vote for the Hottest 100.
Ooh. Can you vote for yourselves?
That's a good question, mate.
I had a look.
It's a little bit lame, but you can.
I looked because Kenny got in early. Kenny put his list in before Christmas. And so, Kenny, you got some stuff like Churches is up there, Arctic Monkeys, Wolf and Cub, Daft Punk, The Occupants. Your mates used to be in Korg.
Actually, I voted for The Occupants as well.
Good on you.
Nice one.
Yep, good song.
Good one, dude.
Hey.
I was saying good one, dude. That's all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Tom, have an excellent afternoon, man.
You too, guys.
Cheers,
congratulations.
Tom.
I hope he's getting the Hottest 100.
Thanks, Tom.
Mate.
See you, mate.
No drama.
Good on you for voting, dude. Tom, of course, the golden ticket, free entry to every one of the Triple J presented festivals and tours this year, which is pretty rad, and the voting closes on Monday. Ian and Drew, you probably don't need that because, you know, you've got plenty of access to gigs anyway. What is happening in 2014 for you guys?
2014? This tour finishes in a week or so, and then we have a bit of time off. We have Groove and the Moo Festival coming up, and then mid-year we'll be in Europe for doing the festival circuit there again.
Nice.
And that'll take us to sort of the back half of the year. I'm not exactly sure what's happening there. But
there's a fair bit of overseas stuff that's in the works. Nothing much we can say at the moment.
That's
but,
cool.
Hopefully getting back to India at some point.
Because that was... I think Caitlin Sorey from Triple J's Hack was over there at the end of last year and was amazed how... because you guys went over there with the Australia people the year before. And people are still loving you over there.
Carnival.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a really, really great place to go and play music, man.
It's mind-blowing.
It's awesome.
It's a mind-blowing country, and
awesome.
Yeah. And I've only dipped my toes in, but it's just incredible.
We're going to have to get back to the States at some point as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Big year, big plans. So maybe, yeah, more of that DFAT stuff heading over to India. Great for people like Tom in Townsville. Groove in the Moo is some solid regional stuff. And when you guys are in Europe next, I guess you'll keep your eyes peeled to the side of the road in case there's any more, you know, vans, buses, Tame Impala, buses stuck by the side of the roads. Have fun in Coffs Harbour tonight.
We'll do, mate.
Ex-Servicemen's Club. And a bunch more shows. Newcastle tomorrow night at Panthers. Already got a couple of texts about that one. A couple of shows in Sydney. The Saturday one, the Friday one sold out, but the Saturday one's still up there at the Roundhouse. Then Waves at Wollongong and finishing up hometown Red Hill Auditorium in Perth next Thursday. Have a ball.
Will do.
Wicked. Thanks, Lindsay. Cheers.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.